My dad gave me the biggest gift, which I think I'm just going to drop this value bomb here. But this is really what changed my life and has everything to do with what we're talking about with speaking.
Right.
He said, here's my advice. Don't change your act. Change your audience.
That is really good advice.
I was in bed when we were talking. It was like the ghost of Christmas past, you know? It was like, oh, you know, don't change my act. Change my audience.
You're listening to Business Lunch with Roland Frazier. This is your seat at the table.
Hey there, this is Darren, the producer of the show, and we're happy to bring you another great episode today. We're taking a break from the coronavirus conversation to bring you this empowering episode from Lisa Sasevich, the founder and CEO of The Invisible Clothes, an Inc. 500 company that has helped 15,000 students in more than 134 countries. This is a great episode, and if you want more from Lisa, her new book, Meant for More, is out now, and for a limited time, you can get the audiobook free when you purchase the physical book. So there's a link in the show notes for all the details. So be sure to hit subscribe and share the episode with your business-minded friends, and let's get started.
Hey everybody, Roland Frazier here with Business Lunch, and my guest today is the wonderful Lisa Sasevich, who is the founder and CEO of The Invisible Clothes. Lisa, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Honored to be here.
Thank you for coming in. You're the first person that's brought notes and everything, so I'm kind of concerned you're going to ask me questions.
But. Yeah, it actually may happen, so you know, stay on the edge of your seat.
So just so people know a little bit more about you overall, where you are now, tell us a little bit about The Invisible Clothes and what it is and what it's doing.
Cool. Well, we just celebrated a decade in business as The Invisible Clothes. Thank you. And since that name can have a lot of meanings if you don't spell it out, clothes like close the sale. Mm-hmm. Don't want you guys on the wrong website. I've become known by many over the last 10 years as the queen of sales conversion.
Okay.
And our thing at The Invisible Clothes is really, how do you sell more to the people you're already talking to? Mm-hmm. We are the brand holders for Speak to Sell.
Okay.
Also, Event Profit Secrets. So for people having events that they want to provide a, you know, great content, but lead into a high ticket upsell or certification or VIP consulting.
Okay.
We innovated that model and that's that. So anything that has to do with, you know, here I am, I'm mission driven and oh no, I have to sell. Mm-hmm. You know, those are our people.
So how did you get into this? Take us way back to your first entrepreneurial thing. What was that?
Yeah, well, I live here in La Jolla.
Okay.
But I also lived in La Jolla when I was going to San Diego State many, many decades ago.
Okay. And
oh, well, it's a great school. Yeah. Worked out for me.
Nice, yeah.
And yeah, hopefully at least one of my kids will go there too. And came out of school, you know, did a marketing degree, got the corporate job. In fact, trivia, I was on the Viagra launch team for Pfizer.
Nice.
And I learned a ton about creating a new market.
So you started with a product that was almost impossible to sell. No demand for that at
Not at all. I mean, why gynecologists and chiropractors were calling me in every day was hard to figure out.
Was that actually your first job then? I mean, your first, say it like kind of post-grad
job?
Yeah,
it was. Pfizer was launching Viagra. And what was fascinating is we were actually out there creating a disease state. Mm-hmm. I mean, it didn't exist that doctors would screen for erectile dysfunction. It was heart disease, cholesterol, diabetes. That wasn't on the list then.
Right.
So we did it. Clearly, it worked. So I worked for Pfizer for a couple of years and I did a lot of personal development on the side.
Okay.
Nights and weekends, a lot of personal growth work.
Okay.
And I loved it.
Okay.
And I think it was spurred by, my mom passed away very young while I was in college. Mm-hmm. She was 48. I was 19.
So you were like reading and going to courses and things like
that? Exactly. You know, just kind of finding my new parenting. Like, how am I going to grow now?
Right.
And I was doing a lot of that weekend courses, reading nighttime seminars. Huh. And I found I had a knack for sharing about that stuff. So mm-hmm. I would come back to in my life. I'm sure you've probably had people come at you. You've got to do this seminar. It'll change your life.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, people I love. And, you know, wherever I went, I would bring tons of people. And eventually, on the side, I started leading introductions for those personal development courses that I loved mm-hmm. because the way it was being done felt pushy and salesy. And it broke my heart when somebody would refer a family member. Mm-hmm. They'd come to check out a personal development course and get completely turned off.
Mm.
So I didn't know at the time that that was my training camp for what I do now.
Right.
But I really was passionate. Like, how can I get in front of somebody and on the spot, you know, invite pursuit instead of pursue them?
Right.
Right. How can I encourage their on the spot yes mm-hmm. instead of, you know, following up to ad nauseum, becoming obnoxious mm-hmm. and, be, you know, pursued and follow up. It just like didn't look good on me. Mm-hmm. It's not a good mode for me in my romantic relationship or in my business.
So call that stalking, I think.
Yeah. And you know, we all can feel that when we're like, even to the client, I'm sure you know that when I'm just sending this email one more time to make sure you got it,
right.
My sixth voicemail.
Right.
How can I avoid that? How can, when someone's interested and they're showing a little opening, how can I structure things so that they say yes on the spot? Mm-hmm. And I got really good at it. And I actually didn't know that there was this entire industry out there of, you know, just real estate seminars and just every kind of speaking that people were doing, holding lunch and learns and all kinds of things, where they were trying to get people to register on the spot for something. I didn't know. Mm-hmm. So, you know, coaches need coaches. I also got a personal coach at the time.
Okay.
And he asked me, what are you passionate about? What lights you up? And I said, I know this sounds probably a little boring, but when I lead a seminar of any kind that will change someone's life, something, and 86% of the room says yes, mm-hmm. like, I don't know. I love it. You know, there's nothing better because I know all their lives are going to change.
Right.
And it actually, the 14% that didn't, it's painful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like if I'm traveling, I'll go back to my room and feel that.
Okay.
And he was like, 86% of the room? Did you know that 10% of the room is off the chart? 20% is like unheard of.
Yeah.
He's like, you need to kind of write down what you're doing and we need to see if we can teach this to people.
Nice.
So that was my breakthrough. And I wrote it all down back in the days where getting an ebook was an amazing thing.
Right.
And we called it The Invisible Close. Mm-hmm. And that's where it started.
That's great,
and literally within 10 months, we were doing over $2 million in sales.
That's awesome.
And we hit the Inc. 500.
Nice.
And, you know, I'm at home. By the way, I started all this. I had a newborn and a three-year-old.
Okay.
And my then husband was going through medical school to become a heart surgeon.
Okay.
So I was really just trying to figure out something I could do from home and be a good mom.
Yeah.
Which I'm still doing. I still run the business from home.
Nice. How old are your kids now?
They are 13 and 16,
okay, nice.
And you know, because you're further along, mm-hmm. I always thought they needed me most when they were little.
Mm-hmm.
It's now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like right now is when they're making the choices that impact everything.
Right.
So it's been a blessing that this business has created everything I hoped it would, mm-hmm. and that I can take the white space right now to, you know, really, really be there.
So two questions for you then.
Yeah.
Of all of those courses and kind of self-help, self-personal development type things that you did, what one would you say you would recommend most highly?
Yeah. The one that was my opening that I, you know, just always go back to, and it's so easy for people to do, and it's all over the world, is the Landmark Forum.
Okay.
It's Landmark Education.
Nice.
And I would say if I had to put in a nutshell, at 20 years old, my mind learned that you do not have to take the cards you were dealt.
Mm-hmm.
You can create your life.
Mm-hmm.
And knowing that life doesn't happen to you, you can create it. Like, not everybody walks around with that as their reality.
Yeah, that's true.
And I don't think
I'd say most people
sitting
don't.
Here. Right, right? I mean, it sounds so simple, right? Just throwing it out there. But really, in 3 days, they take people from every walk of life,
mm-hmm.
you know, through a process that changes lives. Mm-hmm. So have you done it?
I have not, no.
Ah, well, it's right down the street. It's actually on this street.
Nice. Is
it
really?
The big pyramid building that you cross when you're heading to the 15th. That's
I
Landmark.
Like it. I like it. The other question I had based on what you said was the coaching. So you said that you realized that you needed a coach. You wanted one super, super smart. How did you go about finding somebody? Because I think a lot of people that are watching or listening have that challenge. It's like, there's so many people out there, but I hear, you know, a lot of people aren't necessarily completely in integrity with what they teach.
For
so
sure.
How did you go about doing that?
I mean, nowadays, you know, I think you can listen to things like this. Mm-hmm. You can listen to a podcast and go, wow, I really connect with that man or that woman and let me look them up. And I think it's pretty easy to see if people have a good or bad reputation. I mean, it's hard to hide anything anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
But then what happened is I went to a seminar. It was actually Millionaire Mind that Harv Eker used to own.
Yeah.
And I did the course.
Mm-hmm.
And I had also the realization that I guess I call it business karma now, but if you want something in your life, you better be congruent. You better be putting it out there.
Right.
So I knew I wanted people to register on the spot for the things I believed in,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so when I was at that seminar and they offered a coaching package.
Yeah, like, I'm going to register on the spot.
And listen, I mean, I come from this Russian Jewish family. My mm-hmm. dad is a super, super skeptic and it's all in me. So I am probably one of the hardest people to register. Like I am my own worst,
Yeah, okay.
You know, client. So everything I've created, you know, it's kind of got to get through me first.
Right.
So I sat in that chair and thought, okay, you know, I had all my reasons why not, reasons not to, but I sat in that chair and I thought, okay, I mean, if this is what I want, I better be putting it out there. So mm-hmm. I just registered it in the vein of that. And then I got a coach that asked me that question and it changed everything.
Okay. So, yeah. And then you said in, I think, 10 months, you did $2 million in sales once you
started. We did. When I entered into that seminar, I was doing about $80,000 of sales. We were living in Tucson. I knew nobody. Mm-hmm. I mean, I didn't have nanny care. We shared a car. So I was coaching people one-on-one on the phone. Mm-hmm. And many of you may know there's a ceiling that you hit, even if you're charging a lot, mm-hmm. that, you know, all of a sudden when you're just doing one-on-one, it's exciting to get a new client, but it means, okay, I'm either not going to work out, not going to take a shower, not going to see my kids.
Right.
It's a direct hit.
Right. So you took very few showers.
So yeah, the hair, I mean, dry shampoo was my best friend. Nice. You may not know about that, but some of the ladies listening do.
It's one of my wife's favorite discoveries.
We can get away a whole week. Yeah. Yes. With dry shampoo.
Right.
And so, So after getting that coach and writing that book and realizing there was a method to my madness, I had a system, which is actually what my new book is all about, system, organizing your knowledge.
Okay.
After that, I was able to help more than one person at a time. And I think that was one of the keys to going from 80,000 in sales to 2.2 million. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of crazy because when we hit the Inc. 500, we were number 169.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's based on jump of gross revenue.
Sure.
So that's a huge jump.
Yeah.
But I mean, it was just, you know, here I am at the conference with GoPro and Life is Good and mm-hmm. these big companies. And, you mm-hmm. know, I'm basically sitting at home with an executive assistant and a VA.
Right.
But it felt really good.
Nice. Now, so you said you went from the kind of one-on-one to something different. Do you want to share how you made that jump?
Yeah, I mean,
because a lot of people have that challenge.
It's true. I am a one-trick pony when it comes to this. I don't know that I'll ever change my stripes on this because as platforms come and go, right, MySpace, Facebook, who knows what's next? Mm-hmm. I think that there are some principles, and that's what our work is, that you can pour into any platform.
Okay.
So I consider our work timeless. And in our work is what I did. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I'm reflective of the journey that we teach. Mm-hmm. I started to speak.
Mm-hmm.
So I would get out there. I'm in Tucson. I don't know anyone. And I just started to speak free. You know, getting a great, what I call speak to sell talk, like signature talk. Once I got that talk down, all the time of rebuilding the presentation went away.
Okay.
So I could really be with my family at night. I had that one talk.
Okay.
The talk was called Boost Sales, still is, using irresistible offers.
Okay.
That one talk has done about $40 million in sales.
Nice.
I do it on webinars now. I did it for little groups mm-hmm. here and there. And I'd go out to these little groups. I'd waive my speaking fee, right?
Right.
Because, you know, what was I going to make starting out? Mm-hmm. $500, $2,000?
Right.
And then I'd make what I call an irresistible offer at the end of the talk.
Right.
And that's all part of the speak to sell structure.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, let's say there's 20 people in a room. Four of them might become my client.
Sure.
Some of them would buy a $500 coaching hour. Some would buy a $2,000 little series.
Right.
But I'd walk out of there with, you know, 10 grand mm-hmm. in an hour.
Yeah.
Maybe speak once a week and then spend the rest of the days coaching those people.
And were you speaking mostly locally at that point?
Totally locally.
Okay.
That's right. Yep. Just Tucson, Arizona Business Association, NABO, eWomen.
Yeah. That, if somebody wanted to do that, mm-hmm. how would you say they should go about finding that? Because it's actually really interesting that you did that because a lot of people try to speak all over the place and
yes.
then they get stuck in this travel thing and it becomes, there's no life there either.
That's right.
Yeah, and, so you managed to actually do it in your area.
Now you've got some resources that I didn't even have. Mm-hmm. For example, Meetup.
Mm-hmm.
So here's a mindset shift for most people. Most people want to start something, so they start their own group, mm-hmm. their own meetup. So basically what you're doing is you're putting yourself in the position of having the same people come to you basically week after week or month after month, and you have to create new content.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the game. The game is for you to have your signature talk, right? Mm-hmm. My dad was a world-famous ventriloquist. He used to call it your act.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. He was like vaudeville,
really?
Big time.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Yeah. In Miami Beach. In fact, just fun little side note. When he started, every dummy out there was Irish, right? Like the Charlie McCarthy.
Yeah.
My dad, because he was, you know, Russian Jew and in Miami Beach, which mm-hmm. who's in Miami, right? Jews and Latinos.
Uh-huh.
He made his
and
dummy.
And a lot of Russians too.
And some, a lot of Russians too.
Yeah.
So he created an act where he played a conga drum. It started malfunctioning in the middle of the act. He opened the drum and out came Chico Chico. And Chico Chico was a Latino dummy who cracked Yiddish jokes.
Nice.
And it just, and everyone.
This is super smart because he hit all the markets like
dead on,
right?
And this is really, for like everyone listening, there's a huge lesson here because no agent would take him. Everyone told him it wouldn't work, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. But he followed his meant for more. He knew there was like some feeling inside him that he had something different mm-hmm. and he did it. Mm-hmm. And Xavier Cugat discovered him and he traveled around the world 3 times. He played Radio City Music Hall. He was on Ed Sullivan.
Wow.
Like he's a thing.
That's great. And was he from Russia originally or?
No, it's sort of my family roots.
Okay.
Belarus, White Russia.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay. Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. So my dad gave me the biggest gift, which I think I'm just going to drop this value bomb here, if that's okay. This is from Eddie Garson. I'm just passing it through.
Yeah, yeah.
But this is really what changed my life and has everything to do with what we're talking about with speaking. When I started to get on the scene and things were working, he was aging and he would repeat that, you know, how when your parents age, they've got a couple lessons. They just want to get them in there while they're. Mm-hmm. So he would repeat the same thing over and over. And, you know, mostly we tune it out, but I was in personal development, really doing work on listening. And this one, it got through the gates just in time. And what he said to me after the first time I spoke and made $10,000 in one free talk, I mean, that was game changing.
Yeah.
You know, I was like hoping to make that in a month as an entrepreneur.
Right.
One talk.
Right.
I got on the phone with him. I'm like, Dad, this is all I want to do. I mean, if I could just change people's lives, go speak, right? Coach him in between.
Yeah.
And he said, here's my advice. Don't change your act. Change your audience.
That is really good advice.
And it was like, we're Jewish, but I was in bed when we were talking. It was like the ghost of Christmas past, you know? It was like, oh, you know, don't change my act, change my audience. Mm. So I was like, okay, so if my speak to sell talk is my act, then the goal is to get it in front of as many audiences as I can.
Right.
Right. And so that would make the strategy that most people are coaching and believing that I should start my own group, that's actually more like keep the same audience and change my act every week.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have time for that as a busy mommy.
Yeah.
So I've had the same speak to sell talk for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
I change out the case studies,
right?
If I'm speaking to hairdressers or insurance agents or real estate, you know, but the talk is the same.
Mm-hmm.
It's about how to create an irresistible offer. I give all that away. Like literally it's as valuable as a paid course.
Mm-hmm.
And then I pose the question, now, are you going to just make your offer in a vacuum? I mean, you stand on the corner and go, hey, do you want my offer?
Right.
Like something's got to lead to it.
Right.
So we better build your talk.
Right.
Right. And then people get it. It's respectful. It's honoring. It's smart. And that's the same structure, actually, you know, just to give that we give in Speak to Sell. It's really, how do we find that one piece of content that you're just going to give away for free?
Okay.
Like for people who have digital courses or you're coaching, what's the module, you know, that you would give away?
Right.
Kind of like first class free.
Right.
And then how do we show that this was a piece of something bigger? And if you want the whole transformation, you got to get the bigger thing.
Yeah.
Right.
How do you deal with people that I see a lot of that? That's a great method. And there are people that complain about it that, you know, well, they're just trying to sell something. You know.
Mm-hmm.
So I watch people give tremendous value, as you do.
Yeah.
And then say, and if you'd like more. And I actually do that too, right?
Right.
But I do watch the comments and and there are people that are like, you know, you're not supposed to make offers here and this, that, and the other. And it's like, that's not really an offer. It is an invisible close. Is that just haters going to hate or do you have...
I think there's actually some strategy to it. That's what I, you know, our business is built on.
Yeah.
I mean, haters are going to hate. I think I made a video on a plane the other day and said, I'm flying the friendly skies. And someone like took the time, a trademark lawyer, to write in and say, you know, that's a trademark of United. I hope you were on United. And I'm like, well, I guess good for me that I was.
Right.
But, you know, maybe you ought to go get some business.
I wasn't using it in a commercial context. So why don't you go? No.
Yeah. Just a disclaimer. I think it's United. I don't know. But yeah, haters going to hate for sure. But there are things you can do. And this is all part of the speak to sell structure.
Okay.
Where you can position yourself so that offer is not a surprise, it's not unexpected, and it's not a bait and switch.
Mm-hmm.
I remember one day, this is when I knew I was really getting out there, I picked up my voicemail, the days when we actually listened to our voicemail, and I heard this voice, Lisa, this is Les Brown. I just did a talk, you know, it didn't go as well as I thought, and could I send you just the last 15 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
And first, you know, after my heart started racing, oh my God, Les Brown's calling me.
Right.
I can make a difference for someone that makes that big a difference.
Right.
I called back. And on his voicemail, I said, Les, the answer is in the question, Grasshopper. Send me the first 15 minutes. I'm more interested in the first 15 minutes.
Right.
And so part of our speak to sell structure, for example, like a couple things people can implement right away here.
Yeah.
And then when you hear this, you will know they're a student of ours mm-hmm. when you hear this line. Mm-hmm. So one of the things, there's five P's to positioning. These five things, all of them, have to happen in the first 10 minutes.
Okay.
If they don't, yeah, you're going to get the bait and switch. You're going to get the haters, right? Mm-hmm. So one of the five is, we call it position the offer.
Mm-hmm.
So there's five different positionings you do. Position yourself, position your audience, position the transformation, position the talk itself, mm-hmm. and position the offer.
Okay.
So in position the offer, you literally are saying, I'm going to teach you as much as I can in the time we have together today. And before I finish, I promise I'll show you how to get more.
Right.
So when you hear those lines, what that's doing so many things. First of all, most speakers are saying, I'll get back to that, and they don't.
Mm-hmm.
And when I sit and I hear someone saying that, I'm checking boxes inside. My BS meter is going off.
Mm-hmm.
He said he was coming back to that, and he didn't.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm already losing trust.
Mm.
So you are consciously building in. You're making a promise in the first 10 minutes, mm-hmm. and guess what? You're going to keep it.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So that's one thing is you tell him it's coming. Mm-hmm. It's not a surprise.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that's part of the formula we call justify. Okay? This happens at the end.
Okay.
When you make your offer— and in a good offer, we use what we call limiters. So time limiter, quantity limiter, something to get people moving right now, something that acknowledges their action. Most people don't justify the limiter.
Mm-hmm.
So when you say this is this break only, or this is only for the first 10, or
right.
inside, if you don't say why, inside someone's head, what are they thinking?
Yeah.
You just want to sell me.
Yeah.
You just want my money.
My favorite right? is we only have 10 of these digital copies at this. Wait a minute.
We have
now.
10 ebooks. How does that work? I know. So justify means that you, and we give a list in the formula of things you can use, but mm-hmm. but it's key that it's authentic.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, most of the places I speak, the host is getting back on the stage in 10 to 15 minutes, right? So, a very valid justification sometimes is I want to make this a no-brainer. Right? We're taking $1,000 off. Here's the timer. Mm-hmm. And for those of you that you just already know you're in, I want to acknowledge you.
Right.
So that's a justification.
Mm-hmm.
Another one you guys can use is, this is always true at a seminar. Many of you have traveled far to be here. You already have expenses. You took time from your family. You're, mm-hmm. you know, you're paying a nanny. You've got hotel bill. So I'm going to acknowledge that, right, with a special price at this break.
Nice.
You know, there's all kinds of them, but you've got to pick the one that's real.
Nice.
Yeah.
And so who is the ideal target for that Speak to Sell program?
For Speak to Sell, it's really anyone that's out there with a service. So Speak to Sell works so well for any intangible.
Mm-hmm.
So you could be a professional service provider, a doctor, a lawyer, real estate agent, insurance.
Mm-hmm.
You could be, I mean, it works really well for all the healers, all the people that would call themselves woo-woo.
Mm-hmm.
This is the formula for people where other things just feel like not them.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I like to say we've had animal communicators to grain elevator companies,
mm-hmm. nice.
You know? And I think it works so well for service providers because that's an intangible.
Mm-hmm.
And our biggest challenge when we're providing a service is how can I give you, my prospective client, confidence that my intangible is real?
Right.
Like, are you just going to hope I woke up on the right side of the bed today,
right.
you know, to get your money's worth?
Right.
What if I could show you that I have a system, right? I have mm-hmm. a formula mm-hmm. that's replicatable.
Right.
Even if you're new, right? If you can show, I did it for me, I did it for Sally,
right.
I did it for John.
Right.
And so putting your system in place, which is part of what we call the Meant for More journey. This mm-hmm. is sort of a new brand that's emerged after Speak to Sell. Because
okay.
I think that's the journey that we're on when we Speak to Sell is we know we're meant for more and we want to get it out there.
Mm-hmm.
So creating your system, organizing your knowledge is really the best way to make your intangible feel tangible so that when you make your offer, they almost have the experience like you're shipping them a box, but, you know, we know we're not.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And how do you deal with that customer experience, making it exciting and differentiating yourself when you're delivering a digital product like that?
I like to connect with my customers. So mm-hmm. all of our digital products, people have the opportunity to get on to our once a week coaching calls that I do.
Okay.
I think that keeps me connected to the pulse of what's happening, what's out there, the other things they've tried and failed with. Also, when I have other offers, upsells, mastermind opportunities, whatever it is, it's those people that are participating, they're generally the ones that want more, right?
Yeah.
So it gives me a chance to also to upsell, which is, you know, my other heart song. I love high ticket selling. I love figuring out what is the more for the person who's already enjoying my work.
Sure. So, super smart.
Yeah.
Have you run into any growth stalls in your journey? So like where you got to the point of 2 million maybe, and then it was a challenge to get to more or anything like that?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, I'm just coming off of, so when I wrote this book, Meant for More, you've written books, yes. You know how your life starts taking on the book, or a lot of authors have shared that with me. So when I contracted this book with Hay House Publishing, which has been such an honor because my early heroes are Marianne Williamson and Wayne Dyer. So
I've heard nothing but good things about Hay House.
I just feel honored, honestly. Mm-hmm. This is my heart song and really a accumulation of everything I've seen in the eyes of our audiences in all this time. So I was coming off this decade of doing the invisible clothes work, and we were in a model that we teach and that I believe in and that works, where we would do partner launches, we would fill our events that way, and that would fill our mastermind that way. And we had a super successful run. I mean, we had a mastermind usually with about 150 members coming in at $20,000, $50,000, $100,000, renewing. I loved that. I got into a cycle. So for about 8 years, I would say that our business did what I teach, which is invite pursuit, right? Like we never had to ask to speak anywhere. People heard about us from all the other people. I mean, it was a business nirvana. In the last 2 years, I didn't know it until I kind of checked in.
Sure.
We got into pursuit.
Okay.
And that's when I started feeling burnt out. I went through some adrenal fatigue. I was trying to make the payroll. I like to provide a lot for our team. So we do, you know, all the insurance, a lot of stuff little companies don't do, 401k insurance, vacation. But something was going on inside me where I could feel I was kind of like cranky, a little short on the coaching calls, you know, sort of the, it was weird because I couldn't find it because I love my work. I still believe in that everyone needs to know their offer. Like I believe in it, like, you know, it's in my veins.
Right, right.
It's my unique value, I guess you could say.
Sure.
I walk around the world just seeing how businesses are stepping over thousands of dollars. Right. Like I can't help it.
Yeah.
And that is part of discovering your unique value. So I walk around that way, but I wasn't feeling it. And when I finally called it and said, you know what? I'm going to take a risk. I'm going to take this whole thing down. My kids also turned teens. And man, the minute my son hit high school, we had some awakenings, some family growth opportunities.
Right, right.
And if I could abolish one thing on the planet, it would be Juul. I just want to say, go on the record of saying that the nicotine
they seem like
thing
they're on
with
their way.
Kids is just brutal.
Yeah.
And so, but I realized I wasn't being congruent. I was preaching invite pursuit, but we were pursuing business. Our calendar was just full of reciprocations. We were doing all kinds of things to fill our events, you know, and it just, the genuineness of what I teach just felt like it was slipping.
Now, a lot of people would say that in that business model that you have, that things have changed and that a lot of those like peak potentials, which was the outgrowth of Harv's thing, and was it Peter Lowe, and a lot of those bigger events, Learning Annex, which is now kind of coming back, but went away because there was kind of marketers destroy everything. Marketers said, come to the free event. The free event was a constant pitch fest. And then after 10 years or so, everybody's like, I'm not going to do that.
We don't teach the free event model, and I tried a few, and I'm not into it.
Yeah, okay.
So we really, in Event Profit Secrets, teach you how to stock your room with people who already love you.
Okay.
And yes, we have all those examples, but I kind of want to take the opposing view, because like an early client of ours, Mary Morrissey, with her amazing Dream Builders course, right? They implement Event Profit Secrets to the T. I just did the course as a student a few months ago. And I mean, the course was divine. I loved it. But what I also loved, you know, couldn't help but see, that they had 1,200 people there 3 times a year. They are doing the process to a T. They're converting millions of dollars in sales. They're providing tons of value and making their upsell. So here's what I think is what changed.
Okay.
And this was also congruent with my own shift.
Yeah.
Is that there's a point we have to be careful where we have to feed the machine and we become unaligned or incongruent. Mm-hmm. So if I'm preaching invite pursuit, but I'm out there doing backflips pursuing,
right,
something's off,
right,
and people can feel it.
Yeah.
So I actually did a really brave move. I looked for a coach, but there I couldn't find anyone who had done this. So I thought, all right, I guess this is my next innovation.
Uh-huh.
Over the course of about a year, we wound down everything at a decade. Mm-hmm. So we pulled out of all our partner launches. It was so weird. No one knew what to do. Well, does that mean you're not going to promote? I'm like, it's all going to be just what feels good right,
right
now.
Right.
Then we did our last event mid last year.
Okay.
It was our 20th consecutive seven-figure event in 10 years.
Nice.
So I was like, okay, I got the badge.
Yeah.
This works. Event Profit Secrets is proven.
Yeah.
And now it's funny how many people are coming for coaching on that, which
nice.
I love.
Yeah.
And then we sold a six-month program to our mastermind instead of a year so that everybody ended at the same time on November 30th.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to Bali.
Nice.
And I claimed white space.
Mm-hmm.
And I decided, this is the only reason I could tell you this is because I took the white space. It was in the white space that I saw what happened.
Okay.
That I saw I had slipped into pursuit and I didn't like that me.
Right.
And now what's so bizarre is, with my planning for the white space, I mean, I set it up that I didn't want to be accountable for $1.
Mm-hmm.
My financial planner, I had it all figured out how much I would, take for my own investments.
Right.
I'm not going to be accountable for $1. I kept my assistant, I kept my VA and all my other team. I had what I call a meant for more conversation.
Right.
And they got placed. One went to Jeff Walker, JJ Virgin,
sure.
My friends, of course, were happy to take my 10-year team,
of course,
amazing team members.
Right.
Some started their own business. So I got them all. Me making my meant for more move caused them all to have to look at their own.
Sure.
Because we were like a tight little nest.
Right.
But what's been amazing being back in invite pursuit, my energy's back. And it was sort of like, oops, we did over 100,000 in sales last month.
Like,
nice. We're back at seven figures.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not doing partner launches or events or the mastermind. It's
And are you still selling the same products from before?
All of our programs are still available.
Okay.
They're basically going into our digital program with some coaching.
Right.
Some people will upsell into some private VIP half days or days with me, which kind of our level folks,
sure,
which I love.
And how does that work? What do you charge for this?
24 for the day. 24,000,
okay,
and 13,000 for the half day.
Okay.
And we break it up either all in a day once I know what they need, or we may do a call a month for 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
And I couple it with, if they're working on an event, they get the Event Profit Secrets program. If they're working on their talk,
that's cool,
they get Speak
right.
to Sell.
Nice.
So I'm enjoying it. I'm really paying attention to things I couldn't see.
Yeah.
What are people asking for through customer service right now?
Right.
Right? And I'm focused on just one thing, this.
Right. So
it's been a long time since I could focus on one thing. I mean, when you're filling events, doing partner launches, you have your mastermind, right? You're always doing five things.
Yeah.
And so just the creativity that's coming out in me just to be doing one thing.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
So let's talk a little bit about that, because we were saying before we started the podcast that this is your first book that you're going through traditional publishing.
Yes,
for.
Yes, yes. The pub date is April 14th, which is cool because I'm a tax baby. My birthday is April 15th.
Nice, okay.
So the day before my birthday, it comes out. And the tagline, in case you can't read it, is the proven formula to turn your knowledge into profits.
Nice.
So I took a lot of the things that we were talking about, like discovering your unique value, right? Even if you're already successful, sometimes you get that feeling that comes up where you're like, oh, next cut. There's something that's, being asked of me.
Right.
Right. If you're spiritual, you may feel it's like the next assignment.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not, it's just that inner thing.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Sure.
And so when that's coming up, just all the years of getting to work with, over 15,000 people now in 134 countries. So I know this works around the world.
Right.
We figured out some things about how can you pull that string on discovering your unique value.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I have a gift for everyone who wants to pull that string today,
right,
that they
okay.
can, you guys can download.
Cool.
And then once you discover it, how can you make it tangible? How can you organize your knowledge in a way that other people understand and they can enjoy it too?
Mm-hmm.
And then it goes right into the work, really the beginnings of the work that I have been doing for all these years, which is how do you turn it into an offer that's irresistible?
Okay.
So you can invite those people.
So what's different, would you say, about this than the other programs that you've done?
I would say that this starts a little earlier.
Okay.
So most of the people that we've worked with over the last 10 years, they know their unique value.
Okay.
They're already in one-on-one practice, right? And or they're already out there trying to get qualified leads in their thing. People can just run so fast with all of our, you know, invisible clothes programs when they know already. This, there's a lot of people, you know, including myself. I celebrated my 50th birthday a year and a half ago, and I started to get that bubbling that I need to create some white space because there's something calling me, even though I can't see it. And I, you know, a lot of the people that have been coming my way lately, you know, they did something in corporate for 20 years, 25 years, and they're not ready to hit the golf course. Like sometimes the golf course, but not full time. They want to take that thing that they've been contributing and turn it into something that can make a difference. You know, one couple, they were showing companies how to get on government contract lists. So now they've turned that into their Meant for More second half, right? I have another guy that worked with, well, I won't say the company, but a large, you know,
you can say it if you want to.
I'm just not sure if I have his permission. So.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, for, you know, 30 years, he developed a whole department helping companies to get in with political initiatives of other countries. And then in that initiative, they would end up contracting in so many of their products.
Right.
Well, he, you know, went through Meant for More, figured out what was the process he was doing for 30 years. And now he's a year from his retirement. So he's doing this work now while, you know, things he's still got that paycheck. But he's excited to be able to take that to other companies, not just the one that he was with.
Right.
So I've got a lot of folks that are in that transition, other folks that are, they're doing a side hustle. They're like, hey, you know, this one gal, she's doing her corporate job. She has multiple sclerosis. Over a 25-year period, you know, she figured out how to live symptom-free. She's not a doctor, you know?
Right.
So she, we actually got the URL in our recent coaching session, live disease-free.
Nice.
I was like, really? We got that? And, you know, she's killing it right now. Her husband just retired. It's all their, they've both gotten out of their jobs, teaching people how to live symptom-free from things like that. And they're not doctors. They're not giving medical advice. She's just saying, this is what I did. These are the steps, you know? And people are flocking to their to them. So so just I wanted to open the net wider for people to believe that there is a value to those things that people want to pick your brain about.
Right.
In fact, in our Discover Your Unique Value mini course, that's the gift, which is it okay to share
of
how
course,
to get it?
We'll do that at the end.
Okay, okay. So there, there's in the course, one of the things people seem to be loving the most as far as a tip to discover your unique value. And even if you're already like well steeped in your career, pay attention to when you hear this. When people say, Roland, can I take you to Starbucks or just jump on the phone for 20 minutes? I really want to pick your brain about X. Now, I called you for that when I was thinking about winding down. I mean, I didn't know, do I sell? Do I this? And you allowed me to pick your brain, right? About what it takes to transition to a sale. Now, obviously, that's a unique value you have. I know a lot of people that are in your programs that are growing like crazy, you know, JJ and Pete Vargas and, you know, just singing your praises. So you already know that that's a unique value for you. But for all of us, when people are consistently wanting to pick your brain, what we suggest in Meant for More is it may be time to pick your own brain. There may be some unconscious competencies, they call it, right? Things you don't even realize you know
it's
that you're doing.
Right.
It's a clue.
Yeah, I love that. So what would you say the three big takeaways are for somebody that goes through that?
I would say the first one is look for these clues, right? And in our Discover Your Unique Value mini course, we give you all these clues. So it's it's just opening your eyes. There's a lot of work to do. So look for the clues. I would say the second thing is take the time to learn how to articulate the value that you discover. So if it's showing people how to transition for sale or how to build for, with a sale in mind, take the time to pick your brain and order what you know. And here's the thing. If people are already asking you to pick your brain, I have some really good news for everybody. It's not about figuring out a system that doesn't exist. It's only about identifying something you're already doing.
Yeah, I agree.
Like if you're already getting results with someone over and over, then you already have a system.
And I don't know if you cover this or not, but it's it's something that, again, it's amazing to me the things that I feel are breakthroughs that I'm annoyed that I didn't have the breakthrough years ago. But even last year, it was really everything should be in a framework if you're teaching. It shouldn't just be a course without a model and a framework that you can direct people to, because that's the map that then your course helps them to navigate. Do you talk about that at all?
Yes. So I 1,000% could not agree more. We call the framework your unique branded system. Mm-hmm. So UBS, mm-hmm. unique branded system, because it's unique. It's a framework that you lived or you have tried. It came from you. Mm-hmm. Branded just means we name the baby.
Right.
Speak to self formula, right? I mean, that baby, when I named it and trademarked it, and that became what I'm known for. Mm-hmm. And system meaning a framework, right? Mm-hmm. So unique branded system is all we mean. And, you know, I got that insight probably like so many people that share this belief with us mm-hmm. when I read Think and Grow Rich. Mm-hmm. It was the thing that jumped off the page. If you haven't read that book, read that book.
Right.
Where Napoleon Hill literally says, almost in these exact words, it is not the quantity of knowledge that you have that will bring you a great fortune. Mm-hmm. You know, it's organized knowledge. Mm-hmm. And I speak a lot for health professionals, and I have a lot of very high-end health professionals that you know that mm-hmm. I get to, you know, get behind the scenes in their business.
Yeah.
And I would say in that field is the most guilty of believing that it's letters after your name. I need to get one more degree, one more laser in my clinic, one more certification. Mm-hmm. And it's not about having all the letters after your name. Like, for most people listening, you could go on a content creation diet, mm-hmm. not get certified or trained or educated in one more thing. And
by the
you
way,
could
most
take
of those certifications
you know.
Are trying to teach you, are trying to make money.
I mean,
a lot of certifications are just people that said, here's a framework,
right.
and I'll certify you as being in this. And if people, you know, so anybody that's listening or watching, just be sure that you need that, right? And you're saying
yes.
you don't, because a lot, and all I'm trying to do is yeah. add to what you're saying by saying
please.
So many times, like there was somebody that was a palm reader that was a friend of ours, and they were like, yeah, the only thing that's holding me back is I have to get my palm reader certification. It's like, no,
exactly.
that's somebody that just came up with a thing. And
right.
Yeah. So.
I mean, it's a fabulous business model. In fact, my business is so ripe because, you know, everything's in a beautiful online platform and it's we've got 10 years of success
right.
to certify invisible clothes coaches or speak yeah. to sell coaches.
Yeah.
I don't know if I am up for doing it, but I'm kind of on the look for that person who's done it, wants to come in and just
sure.
take my stuff and create an amazing certification program
yep.
because people always ask us, can we use the 5 P's to positioning? Can
yeah.
we?
So now right? that's an important distinction. So,
mm-hmm.
so hopefully it'll help people that, that
oh, goody, Roland's
right?
going to coach me.
Is that the certification that you're talking about is licensing someone else to be able to use your system that you have developed and your framework.
Yes.
And that's cool if that person that wants to go into that business would like to have that and believes it would be helpful to them and their customers, which
right.
we obviously know it will. That is different from saying, I can't go forward until I have this certification.
Yes.
Right?
Really
so that's, to me, it's an important
mm-hmm.
distinction.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I was more sharing about a business model
right.
that we could use to line extend our,
right.
you know, like
exactly.
a line extension.
Yes.
But yeah, Roland is saying, and I agree, and it's really one of the big points in Meant for More early on,
yeah.
is that if you're getting results, you've got a system.
Right.
Pause, pick your brain.
Right.
And so the next time someone says, hey, Roland, can I pick your brain? You'll go, you know, I have great news for you, Chuck. I already picked it for you. Here's the URL, right?
Like I say, my standard response is, well, I'll tell you what. That sounds painful and probably should be illegal. So let me tell you another way that you can go about getting what you're looking for.
I like yours better. I like yours better. You know, another clue that's kind of a fun one. Mm-hmm. I was just talking with Robert Allen, another,
yeah.
you know, best-selling author,
yeah.
Nothing Down. You know, we were talking and I said, you know what's really counterintuitive that's coming up a lot as I do interviews for the new book is that another clue is what's easy for you and hard for others,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah,
like
it's great.
For me,
really great.
Speaking and not making an offer is so awkward.
Mm-hmm.
Like speaking to inspire or speaking to educate, I just feel like I'm rowing people into the lake of possibility and just leaving them there with no oars.
Right.
Like for me, making the offer is the service. Like I consider it a disservice not to.
Yeah.
And that is true for me.
And that's an important mindset shift for people to have. Which...
And that's why we have a whole chapter on mindset because,
yeah.
you know, making peace with sales has to happen before all
yeah.
this.
And that's in
right?
here as well.
First chapter
yeah.
one, making peace with sales.
Okay.
Said like, wake up, we're all selling something, right?
Okay.
And so that's an example of my unique value. And then that's a clue, right? Mm-hmm. That I'm different than others. For
okay.
others, it's so painful to think about making an offer.
Right.
So for all of us, there's things that are easy for us and hard for others. That's
right.
why they want to pick our brain.
Right.
And I think the counterintuitive piece that we are putting out there in like with Meant for More is what if you could be paid the most for the thing that comes the easiest to
yeah.
you?
Yeah.
right?
Yeah, wouldn't that be nice?
So many times when someone's come out, I just had a guy, the marketing rabbi, he flew from Israel to do a VIP day with me. And I remember sitting there, I mean, it was such an honor. I felt like I was with a family member, you know? And I remember sitting there having the actual thought, am I getting paid for this? Right? Like one of the things I'm doing with my white space is my daughter and I, she's 13, we are studying for our bat mitzvah.
Nice.
I never had one.
Yeah.
My son had a bar mitzvah.
Right.
And you know, I'm not hugely religious, but this just feels like a milestone. I don't want to let go.
Yeah, that's a cool thing. Yeah, you get that.
Yeah.
You get that as part of the
and
whole
so,
deal.
So, you know, this is how my business works. I have that thought, we start studying, and the marketing rabbi flies in and
that's
sits on my couch.
Pretty
right?
cool. I love it.
And so I remember having the thought, and so will all of you, and you guys know this, who are already working in your mentor for more, that it's like, am I getting paid for this?
Mm-hmm.
It feels, we have such a belief that we have to work hard
right.
to make money.
Right.
And that's actually the thing that I needed to pull myself out of. It was like I slipped into that own thing.
Yeah.
You know, I'm telling people they could create financial freedom and work less, but
right.
here I was, you know, pedaling the bike so hard.
Yes.
So I think like on the mindset side, any time that you catch yourself saying one thing and doing another, it's probably time to just take a pause and
right.
sure things up.
Right.
And I've had to do that many times. You asked about the difficulty of my journey.
Yeah.
That's my biggest one.
Yeah.
You know, it's like we put out the same launch that always worked. It's not working. I go back and I go, okay, this right out of the book, there's a distinction called closing open loops.
Okay.
It's like, okay, people are not responding. And then I'll start doing inventory in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, look, you know, I have 15 invitations, social and you know, business that I haven't responded to.
Right.
All these open loops, all these let's do lunch kind of things
right.
That, you know, they're not real.
That are not pick the brain too.
Yeah, they're just, you know, things that I am not closing the open loop.
Right.
And I kid you not, I've done this so many times. I go through my life, I respond to those things. It doesn't mean I have to say yes to everything.
Yeah.
Like, you know, but I close the loop. Hey,
mm-hmm.
Roland, we were going to do this. You
right.
know, let's get it on the calendar or let's not.
Yeah.
And the minute I do that, we could relaunch the same thing
mm-hmm.
and we'll get results. People respond.
Yeah.
So I have this saying, be the client you want to attract.
Yes.
And, you know, if you want people to take action on your offers, you may want to take action on some offers.
Yeah.
Right? When you feel it, do it.
Yeah. So what would the third thing be? So we have two
okay.
takeaways. What's that last
thing?
It's
so hard to pick.
Let's go farther down
yeah.
into the book so
okay.
that we have something to tease people with to
okay,
make,
okay.
make them get through more.
Well, so, right, it goes through discover your unique value, organizing your knowledge,
mm-hmm.
Making peace with sales.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you have that, so the phases are you discover your unique value. Then phase two is you take that value and you create an offer with it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd say the third part is that there are very specific structures. This
okay.
is not a mystery. You don't have to reinvent the wheel.
Right.
What makes an offer irresistible?
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't hit the markers, you'll get exactly the opposite of what you wanted. You will feel pushy or salesy. You
yeah.
will be accused of being pushy. A dear friend of ours, I think John Assaraf,
yeah.
when he first ran into my work, he was one of my early, him and Robert Allen, Frank Kern, the
yeah,
digital
yeah,
marketer.
Frank went to talk with you.
Like, they were some of the early people that found my work and gave me credibility.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm forever grateful for folks that did that.
Absolutely.
And I try to do it for other people. So John once had, and his is more of a personal development community
mm-hmm.
at the time. He was doing a webinar, I believe, something digital. He had the chat on. He forgot the one P in positioning where you say, I'm going to teach you all I can in the
mm-hmm.
time we have together. And before we finish, I'll show you how to get more.
Right.
Now, we generally recommend to turn the chat off by the time you're making your offer. We want people just focused and listening.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't. And he forgot that one piece. It's just a structure, guys.
Yeah, yeah.
It is just a structure. And sure enough, he did everything right. And what did he get? This is a bait and switch. I knew it. I knew you weren't so generous guy.
Right.
And I know John and his wife and his whole family, they are generous and genuine
Absolutely.
As they come,
yep.
right?
Yep.
And it hurts all of us. It's why we stop making our offer,
because yeah.
it feels personal. And we're thinking, I want to make a difference.
Yeah.
I don't even need to do this anymore.
Right, right.
I just believe in it.
Right.
And then when someone misinterprets
mm-hmm.
you because you didn't have the structure— It hurts.
Yeah.
Like, we're human.
And
it
it's unnecessary because you just put the structure in and you don't have that.
Yeah,
right?
yeah. So that would be the biggest thing is structure gives you freedom and
mm-hmm.
you can pour your unique value into our formula for making your offer irresistible.
Mm-hmm.
And that sets you up to what we call nail your offer.
Nice. So can you give us just a quick, and this will be the last thing I'm going to ask before we close out, but can you give us a quick teaser as to the irresistible offer? How do we make one of those?
Absolutely. I'll give you one of the things that people miss the most.
Okay. Great.
Okay. So when people go out there with great intentions, like they get to the edge of the diving board, I'm really going to make my offer this time.
Right.
The whole idea, remember, of making an irresistible offer is we want to invite pursuit. Mm-hmm. We want those people who need that transformation to come to us.
Right.
So if it's irresistible, they should thank us for it.
Right.
If we're doing this right. Mm-hmm. So the biggest missing piece is forgetting the limiter. I mentioned the limiter a little earlier. Mm-hmm. You could put out a great offer. And by the way, this applies to one-on-one consulting. This applies to on-the-spot, mm-hmm. you know, offers, virtual, live, really anywhere that you are making your offer. Mm-hmm. When you don't put a limiter in place, guess what just happened? You just put yourself into pursuit. Mm. They can go think about it. Mm-hmm. They'll just take the form and come back later.
Right.
So if that sale is going to happen, what has to happen? You've got to follow up. Mm-hmm. So by using the different limiters that we talk about in the book, one of them being time, like
and
we,
that's
we
in
talked.
This book.
Yes. Yeah. We talked about, for example, the time limiter of this break only, mm-hmm. but maybe in a corporate situation. Mm-hmm. You are selling into a big machine where they have to have meetings and get POs and, you know, you can slip something in once you know their process to say, look, you know, I get you guys are meeting in 3 months to discuss this. I mean, how alive is that going to be in 3 months, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I just want to say that, you know, the end of the month is coming. I book all my travel for next month now. Mm-hmm. If you happen to come to a decision before then and you make it your deposit or however your structure works,
right.
I will book on an extra half day to train your team.
Right.
Right. And that's a $13,000 value.
And you are adding on, which I like there, more mm-hmm. than you're discounting. You're not, and if you do
yes.
it now, I'll give you $5,000 off.
Exactly.
That
no, so there's a part of the, they work together.
Yeah.
So there's bonuses, mm-hmm. which is another piece. Mm-hmm. So in the irresistible offer, there's three things that you'll see. There's the main dish. Mm-hmm. The main dish is that main transformation that you are providing, mm-hmm. the thing you're selling, mm-hmm. like everything else aside, mm-hmm. right? Speak to sell formula. Mm-hmm. Then there's the bonuses. So for people that take action on the spot or within a time frame, what would they get in addition,
right?
Right? And a key you'll see for bonuses is they should be really high value to the client, mm-hmm. but cost you very little to deliver.
Right.
Like, a lot of it's laying around your people's desk already,
right,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And so we help you farm that. We help you figure that out.
Right.
And then the third piece, that third element of an irresistible offer is limiters.
Okay.
What are the different ways you can just kind of give someone that extra nudge? Like, they were going to go home and think about it. They were going to talk to their spouse. But, oh, do I really want to leave that, you know, $500 bonus?
Yeah.
I had a laser clinic, right, that mm-hmm. people would come in one-on-one. They would do laser facelifts, cosmetic laser facelifts mm-hmm. for women. So the laser facelift is normally $5,000. At the evening soiree where women would come and have appetizers
right.
and learn, it was down to $2,900. And the doctor could never get himself to say tonight only.
Uh-huh.
So we built it in uh-huh. that he could say, this is good for a week.
Uh-huh.
And for those of you that are ready, if you do it tonight, no pressure, you uh-huh. have a week. But if you do it tonight, we're also going to give you the $600 laser hair removal.
And that allowed so, him to feel
good
about
it. So he sort of had the breathing room.
Right.
But it's just for those of you, because we know, you know, you're going to schedule tonight, you're going to book tonight. I mean, the next time we talk, mm-hmm. we're on the laser table. So
right.
we're going to, here's the just, remember the justify? Mm-hmm. We're going to pass that savings on to you tonight.
Nice.
You know, all the follow-up we don't have to do.
Right.
We're telling the truth.
Right.
It is the truth.
Right.
Right. If I have to have the woman come back in, do a consult,
yeah.
right? An hour. So I'll give her that extra
right.
laser hair removal.
Sure.
And we did this with a laser clinic. They were having 60 women at a time come in, mm-hmm. having maybe three sales. We broke it up into four groups of 15, mm-hmm. and they would close 60%. You know, so they were, I don't know, do the math there. Can't mm-hmm. do math in interview. six, eight sales, uh-huh. right? Instead
yeah.
of three from 60 people, they yeah. were doing six or eight from 15 people.
Right, right.
Just with that little main dish bonus limiter distinction.
That's really great.
So, yeah, it's the point, though, the third point you asked me is it's a formula.
Yeah.
That if you use the formula, you don't have to learn to sell.
Mm-hmm.
You just let the structure do the selling and you be you.
How far away are we from a release availability date
oh,
for this?
Oh, actually, most probably by the time people hear this, it'll already be going. You can
okay.
already get it on Amazon.
Oh, okay.
So it's ready for purchase.
Okay.
You'll want to search, if you go to Amazon or Barnes & Noble, Meant for More by Lisa Sasevich.
Okay.
I think there's a couple other older titles by that name.
And will you spell your name just for folks that are...
Absolutely. S-A-S as in Sam, E-V as in Victor, I-C-H.
Okay, cool.
Sasevich.
Cool.
And we have a gift.
Yep.
You can get it at meantformoregift.com.
Okay.
Meantformoregift.com. And it's the early part of the book, which is the tips. We talked about a few of them. Pick your brain. What's easy for you, hard for others? Well, there's mm-hmm. five of them.
Okay.
It's a mini course, so it has video and a worksheet.
Great.
How can you discover your unique value? So we literally give you that piece. And then if you pre-order the book, so if you happen to be hearing this on time, mm-hmm. when you go to meantformoregift.com, you're also going to see all kinds of really cool additional gifts. There's a 30-day challenge where I'll walk you through all this stuff. Mm-hmm. We have a Meant for More guide that goes through all the exercises in the book. So there's a lot there. We'd love to support you if you're getting that feeling that just, you know, you push it down, it keeps coming up.
Okay.
It's probably time.
So meantformoregift.com.
Yeah.
And then do you have a site also like LisaSasevich.com?
LisaSasevich.com. Okay. And there you can see the first place people generally start with us is they'll either start with Nail Your Offer, mm-hmm. more of an entry level, let's get the main dish bonus limiter. So for those okay. of you that already know your thing.
Right.
Or they'll just jump right in either to our Speak to Sell program mm-hmm. to get that talk done or our Event Profit Secrets program. There's a lot of people already filling rooms mm-hmm. that are not taking advantage of the five ways to monetize the room, right?
Okay.
They're just selling the ticket.
And it's an event.
Event profit secrets.
And is it more about getting people into the event or monetizing the people who are in the event, or is it everything?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay,
so it has nine ways to fill the event, which okay. is, you know, probably one of the biggest fears of why people don't have events.
Sure.
And this is not a free event model. So if you already have that, this is different.
Okay.
This is filling the event with people who already love you, mm-hmm. or a majority of the people in the room that already love you. And I got to tell you, even if kind of like you're a little hesitant, you don't see the big stage thing. I mean, I've had academics. I have a woman who was, you know, had tenure and she was teaching minority professors how to win tenure.
Mm-hmm.
And she saw the idea of Event Profit Secrets, got a beautiful, on the Loyola Marymount campus, like a mansion,
mm-hmm.
just used the living room, had eight people,
mm-hmm.
and it resulted in two $40,000 contracts for her.
Nice.
So it works whether you have, you know, 10 people at your living room table or like Mary Morrissey, 1,200 people, you okay. know, coming out three times a year. There's just, it's the same thing we talked about. There's a structure. You hit this mark, this mark, this mark. This is how you fill the room. This is where you put the content. This is how you make the offer.
Great.
Yeah.
And then are you on all the socials?
We're on all the socials.
Is the LisaSasevich.com the place that they could connect to all that? Or
yes,
is there,
you can go.
Are you basically /LisaSasevich
exactly.
everywhere?
Yes, yes, yes. Okay. Yes, all
and
of that.
And podcast, anything like that?
Right now, we've got amazing episodes at Boost Your Sales and Lifestyle podcast.
Okay.
I'm on hiatus while uh-huh. I'm focusing on the book, but there's so many great interviews there that people can enjoy.
And that was
enjoy.
A podcast?
Yes.
And what
on
was
that
it?
Podcast.
Boost Your Sales?
Boost Your Sales and Lifestyle
okay.
with LisaSasevich.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much for taking the time to come down today.
I love this interview. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
You've been listening to Business Lunch with Roland Frazier. If you're enjoying the show, let us know by subscribing and leaving a review. And for more information, go to businesslunchpodcast.com. Thank you for listening.
What if 3 days could change the course of your business in 2023? Get Scalable Live is where you'll gain great clarity on the next steps that will help you create the business, life, and wealth you deserve. Connect with business owners and entrepreneurs just like you, hungry for advice, proven strategies, and necessary connections to grow a business.
Literally, million-dollar conversations are happening in the hallways, in the bathrooms, across tables.
Get Scalable Live at Fairmont Austin, November 2nd through 4th. Tickets are on sale now at GetScalableLive.com.